You have three fine children, and one very kind man for a husband, milady. Not too many like him around. I'd be thanking God for him, if I was you. And by the way, he should get a cough medicine for that old cough he has. It seems to be staying a long time with him. Larry glanced at Ned as they watched the master struggle into the carriage on a bright June morning some weeks later. They both had the same thoughts but said nothing to each other. James Macaulay didn't look well. "Maybe you shouldn't go to the city today, Mr. Macaulay, sir," Larry said as he leaned over on the door of the carriage. "Me and Ned could hop in and see how things are going in Mary Street. A few days in bed wouldn't do you any harm at all," Ned added. "You're working far too hard lately." Maybe you lads are right. Perhaps it would do me good to take a bit of a rest today. This cough has me kind of worn out." Larry, relieved at the master's display of common sense, pulled open the carriage door and helped his good friend back onto the steps of the big house. Little did either he or Ned know that it would be their last time standing with the master on the steps of beautiful Stormonston House. James Macaulay was seriously ill, never to recover. He died some months later, towards the end of July 1783, at the age of 60, leaving behind a broken-hearted Eleanor, still a very young woman, Mary, who was 7, Catherine, just 5, and baby James William, only 3 months old. Life without James Macaulay. James Macaulay's death was a huge shock to all who knew him, and a great loss to the many people who respected and loved him. While it was widely known that his health was failing for some months, nobody wanted to believe that he was going to die. Least of all Eleanor, who was completely shattered by his passing away. If ever a Dublin man had a grand funeral, James Macaulay, master of Stormonston House, had. Hundreds of mourners lined the road to say a last farewell to this kind, decent man who had helped to make life a lot easier for many of the poor. Men lifted their tattered hats out of respect for their friend as his body was carried to its final resting place, while the women and the little children wept openly. They too had lost a great friend. Who would they turn to now when food was scarce? And what about the wonderful stories on the lawn on Sundays? Was all of this now at an end? Unfortunately, this was to be so. Eleanor, completely broken by her husband's death, had no thoughts other than her own grief and that of her children. James William, of course, was too young to know anything of what was going on, but the girls were aware.